This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with St. John's prep football coach Brian St. Pierre once again. And coach, here we are 3 months later, and you're pretty much where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, the kids have answered every question that we could ask them to this point. You know, they've answered the bell every week. You know, they're in the state title game. They've earned that opportunity, and, you know, they've been a really fun group to coach. They're really resilient, and they show it every week.
One of the things you said back in August was that you had some kids, you know, with varsity experience, but not real experience, and it was pretty much a new team. Tell me about the progress of those kids, if you would, please, Brian, because certainly a high-powered offense. You guys have a fantastic record, as you said. Now it's the state championship on the line. But how about the improvement of these kids overall?
Yeah, I think that's part of why I say it's been such a fun group to coach. I mean, we came in with 19 new starters. It was 18, but our starting receiver, Pearson Scott, who's the captain, he missed the first 6 weeks of the season with an injury. So we really opened the season with 19 new starters, and that's a big number for any program. And just to see the maturation process and to see these guys step up, and it wasn't like we eased into it either. You know, you play Springfield Central week one. So
right.
We've played the best schedule in the state, the hardest schedule, and each week they've just grown. None of it's been perfect, but you don't expect perfect. You just expect them to play really hard, compete, and I think those are the two things they do the best, is they play really hard and they compete.
Any particular game stand out as real? Well, I think you mentioned the first one. That might have been the most important of all to get the season underway.
Yeah, I mean, they're all important, but yeah, I think the fact that we were down 14 to a really good team with an inexperienced team and the way we pulled it out and won, I think that was a huge confidence boost for our group, a group that had never really done it together with a lot of new faces. So that was a big one, but it's hard to pinpoint one. I mean, mm-hmm. That was a great one, certainly beating Catholic Memorial at home. You know, that was another great one for us, and I mean, the list goes on. We've played the best schedule you could play. So I think the fact that they just keep answering the bell, I think that speaks volumes about them.
The D1 Super Bowl, I mean, that's for all the marbles. That's the biggest game, I think, in high school sports in Massachusetts, certainly, and playing being played at Gillette. I think the other thing that I find, and I'm glad to see, is the game is not starting like at 9 o'clock on Saturday night. You've got a tentative 6:30 scheduled start, but Brian, you've been there many times before, but some of your kids have not. So what's the feeling among the team in terms of getting ready for this week? I know that you always have high aspirations, as does anybody who plays for the prep, but you know, to make it and to understand that you're going down to Gillette and this whole week of Super Bowl week, how does that how do you look at that with these kids? As I said, you've been there before, but some of the kids haven't.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we've been there quite a bit. We were there 2 years ago. This is our fifth time in 7 years, but that doesn't mean a ton to these kids because, you know, a lot of them haven't been there or they were very young when they were there, not prominent pieces on the field that given night. So, you know, it's a huge stage. Obviously, it's the kids get into Gillette, and it's a big deal. I mean, I've been there a million times, and so for the coaches, we understand it. But, you know, that's part of the dream as a kid. You get to play in those big, you know, the bright lights and the big stage, and doesn't get any bigger around here than that. And so they'll have to conquer some of that early, but I think we'll settle in pretty quickly.
And I know it's always bittersweet, the last game of the season. You got a lot of kids who will be playing again next year somewhere else, but some kids won't be. What's the schedule like this week in terms of getting ready, maybe going down to Gillette and all that stuff? What's the whole procedure this week?
We'll keep it as structured and as normal as possible. You know, it's a Saturday game, so it's a little bit longer week. And having, you know, your last game was Thanksgiving, so it's an extra long time in between games. But we'll keep it as normal as possible. But obviously, you have to get ahead of things from an organizational standpoint in terms of passing in equipment and that type of stuff too. So it'll be partly that, but it'll be, you know, it's all game prep, ready to go, get ready to play your best game and the biggest game.
All right, I'm not going to ask you to be specific, but how's the overall health of the team?
I mean, it's December.
Okay.
No, it's tough. You know, our quarterback's been out, and that's tough. And you know, change is us. John Boudreau's done a good job in relief the last 3 weeks, but, actually 4 weeks. But, we got dinged up. Everybody's dinged up. We don't make excuses here. Enough coaches do that around the state. I can't stand that stuff. We're going to show up ready to go, no excuses made, and try and win a state title.
All right. Finally, Coach, comments on Xaverian.
They're a really good team, really good program. We'll have to play our best. They have some dynamic players. The defensive end's a great player. Quarterback's a really good player. They have a wide receiver. Cornerback is a really good player. So, they're as good as anyone we've played this year, and we will definitely need to play our best to have a chance to win.
Well, I hope it's a fun week for you guys and bring home the Super Bowl championship again to the North Shore.
Well, I hope so. I appreciate that, Rick. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the St. John's Prep football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.